Passage 1. A private conversation. Last week, I went to the theatre. I had a very good seat. The play was very interesting. I did not enjoy it. A young man and a young woman were sitting behind me. They were talking loudly. I got very angry. I could not hear the actors. I turned round. I looked at the man and the woman angrily. They did not pay any attention. In the end, I could not bear it. I turned round again. "I can't hear a word," I said angrily. "It's none of your business," the young man said rudely. "This is a private conversation."
Passage 2. Breakfast or lunch? It was Sunday. I never get up early on Sundays. I sometimes stay in bed until lunchtime. Last Sunday, I got up very late. I looked out of the window. It was dark outside. "What a day," I thought. "It's raining again." Just then, the telephone rang. It was my Aunt Lucy. "I've just arrived by train," she said. "I'm coming to see you." "But I'm still having breakfast," I said. "What are you doing?" she asked. "I'm having breakfast," I repeated. "Dear me," she said. "Do you always get up so late? It's 1 o'clock.
Passage 3. Please send me a card. Postcards always spoil my holidays. Last summer, I went to Italy. I visited museums and sat in public gardens. A friendly waiter taught me a few words of Italian. Then he lent me a book. I read a few lines, but I did not understand a word. Every day I thought about postcards. My holidays passed quickly, but I did not send any cards to my friends. On the last day, I made a big decision. I got up early and bought 37 cards. I spent the whole day in my room, but I did not write a single card.
Passage 4. An exciting trip. I have just received a letter from my brother Tim. He is in Australia. He has been there for 6 months. Tim is an engineer. He is working for a big firm, and he has already visited a great number of different places in Australia. He has just bought an Australian car and has gone to Alice Springs, a small town in the center of Australia. He will soon visit Darwin. From there, he will fly to Perth. My brother has never been abroad before, so he is finding this trip very exciting.
Passage 5. No wrong numbers. Mr. James Scott has a garage in Silbury, and now he has just bought another garage in Pinhurst. Pinhurst is only 5 miles from Silbury, but Mr. Scott cannot get a telephone for his new garage, so he has just bought 12 pigeons. Yesterday, a pigeon carried the first message from Pinhurst to Silbury. The bird covered the distance in 3 minutes. Up to now, Mr. Scott has sent a great many requests for spare parts and other urgent messages from one garage to the other. In this way, he has begun his own private telephone service.
Passage 6. Percy Buttons. I have just moved to a house in Bridge Street. Yesterday, a beggar knocked at my door. He asked me for a meal and a glass of beer. In return for this, the beggar stood on his head and sang songs. I gave him a meal. He ate the food and drank the beer. Then he put a piece of cheese in his pocket and went away. Later, a neighbor told me about him. Everybody knows him. His name is Percy Buttons. He calls at every house in the street once a month and always asks for a meal and a glass of beer.
Passage 7. Too late. The plane was late, and detectives were waiting at the airport all morning. They were expecting a valuable parcel of diamonds from South Africa. A few hours earlier, someone had told the police that thieves would try and steal the diamonds. When the plane arrived, some of the detectives were waiting inside the main building, while others were waiting on the airfield. Two men took the parcel off the plane and carried it into the customs house. While two detectives were keeping guard at the door, two others opened the parcel. To their surprise, the precious parcel was full of stones and sand. Passage 8. The best and the worst. Joe Saunders has the most beautiful garden in our town. Nearly everybody enters for the nicest garden competition each year, but Joe wins every time. Bill Frith's garden is larger than Joe's. Bill works harder than Joe and grows more flowers and vegetables, but Joe's garden is more interesting. He has made neat paths and has built a wooden bridge over a pool. I like gardens too, but I do not like hard work. Every year I enter for the garden competition too, and I always win a little prize for the worst garden in the town.
Passage 9. A cold welcome. On Wednesday evening, we went to the town hall. It was the last day of the year, and a large crowd of people had gathered under the town hall clock. It would strike 12 in 20 minutes' time. 15 minutes passed, and then at 5 to 12, the clock stopped. The big minute hand did not move. We waited and waited, but nothing happened. Suddenly, someone shouted, "It's 2 minutes past 12. The clock has stopped." I looked at my watch. It was true. The big clock refused to welcome the new year. At that moment, everybody began to laugh and sing. Passage 10. Not for jazz. We have an old musical instrument. It is called a clavichord. It was made in Germany in 1681. Our clavichord is kept in the living room. It has belonged to our family for a long time. The instrument was bought by my grandfather many years ago. Recently, it was damaged by a visitor. She tried to play jazz on it. She struck the keys too hard, and two of the strings were broken. My father was shocked. Now we are not allowed to touch it. It is being repaired by a friend of my father's.
Passage 11. One good turn deserves another. I was having dinner at a restaurant when Harry Steele came in. Harry worked in a lawyer's office years ago, but he is now working at a bank. He gets a good salary, but he always borrows money from his friends and never pays it back. Harry saw me and came and sat at the same table. He has never borrowed money from me. While he was eating, I asked him to lend me £2. To my surprise, he gave me the money immediately. I have never borrowed any money from you, Harry said. So now, you can pay for my dinner. Passage 12. Goodbye and good luck. Our neighbour, Captain Charles Allison, will sail from Portsmouth tomorrow. We shall meet him at the harbour early in the morning. He will be in his small boat, Topsail. Topsail is a famous little boat. It has sailed across the Atlantic many times. Captain Allison will set out at 8 o'clock, so we shall have plenty of time. We shall see his boat, and then we shall say goodbye to him. He will be away for 2 months. We are very proud of him. He will take part in an important race across the Atlantic.
Passage 13. The Greenwood Boys. The Greenwood Boys are a group of popular singers. At present, they are visiting all parts of the country. They will be arriving here tomorrow. They will be coming by train, and most of the young people in the town will be meeting them at the station. Tomorrow evening, they will be singing at the Workers' Club. The Greenwood Boys will be staying for 5 days. During this time, they will give 5 performances. As usual, the police will have a difficult time. They will be trying to keep order. It is always the same on these occasions.
Passage 14. Do you speak English? I had an amusing experience last year. After I had left a small village in the south of France, I drove on to the next town. On the way, a young man waved to me. I stopped, and he asked me for a lift. As soon as he had got into the car, I said good morning to him in French, and he replied in the same language. Apart from a few words, I do not know any French at all. Neither of us spoke during the journey. I had nearly reached the town when the young man suddenly said, very slowly, "Do you speak English?" As I soon learnt, he was English himself. Passage 15. Good news. The secretary told me that Mr. Harmsworth would see me. I felt very nervous when I went into his office. He did not look up from his desk when I entered. After I had sat down, he said that business was very bad. He told me that the firm could not afford to pay such large salaries. 20 people had already left. I knew that my turn had come. "Mr. Harmsworth," I said in a weak voice. "Don't interrupt," he said. Then he smiled and told me I would receive an extra £100 a year. Passage 16. A polite request. If you park your car in the wrong place, a traffic policeman will soon find it. You will be very lucky if he lets you go without a ticket. However, this does not always happen. Traffic police are sometimes very polite. During a holiday in Sweden, I found this note on my car. "Sir, we welcome you to our city. This is a no-parking area. You will enjoy your stay here if you pay attention to our street signs. This note is only a reminder." If you receive a request like this, you cannot fail to obey it.
Passage 17. always young. My Aunt Jennifer is an actress. She must be at least 35 years old. In spite of this, she often appears on the stage as a young girl. Jennifer will have to take part in a new play soon. This time, she will be a girl of 17. In the play, she must appear in a bright red dress and long black stockings. Last year, in another play, she had to wear short socks and a bright orange-coloured dress. If anyone ever asks her how old she is, she always answers, "My dear, it must be terrible to be grown up." Passage 18. He often does this. After I had had lunch at a village inn, I looked for my bag. I had left it on a chair beside the door, and now it wasn't there. As I was looking for it, the innkeeper came in. "Did you have a good meal?" he asked. "Yes, thank you," I answered. "But I can't pay the bill. I haven't got my bag." The innkeeper smiled and immediately went out. In a few minutes, he returned with my bag and gave it back to me. "I'm very sorry," he said. "My dog had taken it into the garden. He often does this."
Passage 19. Sold out. "The play may begin at any moment," I said. "It may have begun already," Susan answered. I hurried to the ticket office. "May I have 2 tickets, please?" I asked. "I'm sorry, we've sold out," the girl said. "What a pity," Susan exclaimed. Just then, a man hurried to the ticket office. "Can I return these 2 tickets?" he asked. "Certainly," the girl said. I went back to the ticket office at once. "Could I have those 2 tickets, please?" I asked. "Certainly," the girl said. "But they are for next Wednesday's performance. Do you still want them?" "I might as well have them," I said sadly. Passage 20. One man in a boat. Fishing is my favourite sport. I often fish for hours without catching anything. But this does not worry me. Some fishermen are unlucky. Instead of catching fish, they catch old boots and rubbish. I am even less lucky. I never catch anything, not even old boots. After having spent whole mornings on the river, I always go home with an empty bag. "You must give up fishing," my friends say. "It's a waste of time." But they don't realize one important thing. I'm not interested in fishing. I am only interested in sitting in a boat and doing nothing at all. Passage 21. Mad or not? Aeroplanes are slowly driving me mad. I live near an airport, and passing planes can be heard night and day. The airport was built during the war, but for some reason it could not be used then. Last year, however, it came into use. Over 100 people must have been driven away from their homes by the noise. I am one of the few people left. Sometimes I think this house will be knocked on by a passing plane. I have been offered a large sum of money to go away, but I am determined to stay here. Everybody says I must be mad, and they are probably right.
Passage 22. A glass envelope. My daughter, Jane, never dreamed of receiving a letter from a girl of her own age in Holland. Last year, we were travelling across the Channel, and Jane put a piece of paper with her name and address on it into a bottle. She threw the bottle into the sea. She never thought of it again. But 10 months later, she received a letter from a girl in Holland. Both girls write to each other regularly now. However, they have decided to use the post office. Letters will cost a little more, but they will certainly travel faster.